As the year comes to a close, what's one thing you want to see change in your life or business next year? Maybe it's greater productivity, better health, or stronger boundaries. Whatever it is, I'll tell you this, the results you're looking for will not come from motivation or good intentions. They'll come from the habits you choose to build starting now. Welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into a topic that can transform not just your year ahead, but your entire life and business. Building habits for long-term success is what we're talking about today. Habits aren't just routines, they're systems that allow you to show up for your goals, show up for your day, and this you do day in, day out. Even when the excitement is long gone, they're the difference between staying stuck in cycles of stress and just tolerating things or creating a life and business that you truly enjoy. So, a few years ago, I decided I wanted different results in my life and business. Like many entrepreneurs, I found myself in this cycle of busyness that I've spoken of before and constantly exhausted mentally, physically. I felt like I was spinning my wheels but not getting anywhere, and just carrying the sense of honestly, there's got to be more. I realized something had to change, and so what did I do? I became really ruthless with my schedule. I learned to say no to distractions, and protect my most valuable resource, which is my time. I created boundaries, and these boundaries were not just about work, but generally even around my life in terms of protecting my energy, protecting myself, looking after myself. So, for example, one of the things I began to do is set non-negotiable time for focused work. And so I'm not going to look at emails. I'm not going to take calls. It doesn't matter who you are. It's blocked time to do the focus work, as well as things like unplugging from work at a certain time and actually keeping a day in the week for my well-being. So I have a day in the week when I don't work, I'm not available, and I can do whatever I want to do with that day as a gift to myself. It wasn't easy. There were moments of pushback from others and from myself. One of the things you'll find, especially when you want to put boundaries in place, is others are very offended about your boundaries. But boundaries keep good things in and bad things out as well. So the more consistent I became, the more I noticed a shift. My productivity increased. My energy levels honestly improved so much more. And I began to feel more present. I began to feel more intentional, not just in my work, but in my relationships and overall well-being. So, what are some things you could do in terms of habits you can build to serve you in the long run? Start small and be very specific. This is the thing, big changes come from small, consistent actions. So, instead of saying, I'll be more productive next year, identify one specific habit you want to form. For example, it could be I want to spend 10 minutes each evening planning my next day's priorities. The key is to keep it simple and achievable. 10 minutes is easy to achieve. And as you keep doing that, what happens is you're winning. So you're motivated to continue doing that until it forms into a habit. The other thing you can do is to attach a new habit onto an existing one. So, a great way to build new habits is attach them to routines that already are there. So, for example, if you want to say, you want to start learning a new skill, link it to an existing practice. So, maybe every morning you take a brisk 20-minute walk. But one of the things you want to get into the habit of doing is personal growth. So you could be very intentional to listen to a podcast in an area you want to grow in while you take the walk. So what you're doing is you're latching this new habit onto an existing one, the walk. And so you'll find that the habit will stick better when it's built into an existing rhythm. The third thing would be reviewing and making adjustments. Nothing is cast in stone. This is you deciding what you want. So because the habits are not static, regularly reflect and see, is this aligned to my goals? Is this working for me? Does it sit right? And adjust. If it's not working, change it. If it just needs a tweaking and a slight improvement, do that. But do assess what's working and what isn't working for you. Because what you want is you want to know that your habits are moving you closer to your vision, and not just building busy work, because that won't be helpful at all. So adjust so that you're able to stay on track. And so as we approach the new year, I just want to challenge you. Identify just one habit that will serve you in building a life and a business that's fulfilling for you, and start with that. If it's setting clearer boundaries, go for it. If it's prioritizing your self-care or creating time for strategic thinking, whatever it is, commit to starting small and being consistent. And as always, I'd love to hear from you. What habits are you focusing on in the year ahead? Share your thoughts and let's inspire one another to build lives and businesses that align with our values and vision. Remember, your habits are a bridge between where you are now and where you want to be. So start building that bridge today, one step at a time.